Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
God damn it, Bobby.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Bobby?
And we're your hosts,
Bobby's
the Sloppy
World.
Boys.
That's what the dad from Bobby's World. We are the Sloppy Boys. Jeff, sorry to cut you off, but I guess so excited. That's an impression of Hank Hill, you know, that's, from King of the Hill.
I've been phasing out the and we're your hosts part.
Slowly phasing
you
out.
You don't need it.
We get the point. It's the audience gets the point.
It's cleaner.
They don't want to deal with it. You don't need it. Chop it.
Jap it.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
You make a good point about Hank Hill as well, Mike. I definitely know him best from King of the Hill.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Bing, ding, 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 ding.
and great. So on and so forth.
We're not going to go through the whole fucking theme song, but it's great.
It's great.
You know, it'd be cool if somebody did a mashup of Bing Diddling 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 and the Jackass, that Minutemen song, Corona. Somebody get on that. Seems like they
and maybe I'll mash that all up with like a Booze News theme, too.
There you go. That's cool.
And you know what? And throw in fucking DuckTales, too.
Ooh, cocktails. Ooh.
If it fits.
Ooh, speaking of Mike Judge, did I ever talk about the, well, maybe I was with Jeff, but Mike, I don't know if I told you about this. One time we were walking into a party at like a posh club. It was somebody's birthday, somebody cool. Mm-hmm. And I was walking in,
posh
maybe
spice, probably.
Either with Jeff or Mitch. I'm walking in and looking to see who's at the party. Like it's like in the back corner of a restaurant. And I look off. Oh, right. Yeah. And then you're in the story, Mike. I look in the corner and I see Mike and I go, hey, Mike's here. And then the bald head walking in front of me turns around, Mike Judge. And I took me a long time to do the math. What happened where he heard me say Mike's here and he turned around because he thought he was Mike. And I just stared at him and I was like,
well, he is.
Oh, shit, it's Mike Judge. Cool. But I didn't do the math to think, oh, his name is Mike and he thinks I'm talking to him. I was just like, Beavis and Butthead guy right here, looking right at me.
Were you like, not you, Mike Hanford? And he was like,
not you, oh, you okay. Jagoff. And then I went to his bald head and I was going, eek.
Man, that's so funny to think of Mike Judge at like a cool party. I just think of him as like a Texas weirdo animator man. And then to see him out at the club.
Well,
wait, where was it? What club was it?
Is it Pally House? Is that the place? Is that a cool LA?
Pally House.
Pally House.
Pally House? Yeah.
Adam Pally's house.
What the hell was I at Pally House for, Mike? And then we didn't go together?
Yeah.
It was just I come here all the time. What's happening?
Yeah, you were kind of just, I don't think you knew there was a party there that night. You were in a bathrobe.
Yeah, I had a room.
You kind of came up to me, kissed me on both cheeks. This way, my boy. Yes.
I get the freshest wine for my Tim. Fresh as wine.
Brand new.
Yeah, for those who are uninitiated, the Pally House is kind of like it's in West Hollywood, and it's like a nice hotel bar type of
it's a scene.
A place we usually we shouldn't be. Why the hell were we there? Yeah. I bet it was a birthday party.
It was a celebrity birthday party, but I don't think Mike Judge was there. He was just trying to have a night out on the town without being fucking hassled by some Greek.
Not hassled by you.
He turned around and saw me and said, oh, not another Greek.
I heard it. At that party, Pam Anderson walked by and he goes, whoa, boobs.
No,
can't believe it. He acts like his character. I watched the Beavis and Butthead Do America movie recently. It made me laugh and laugh. It's so funny.
It's great.
Like, those guys are so dumb in a way that I forgot how funny it is.
They did the cold open for Jackass 3D is Beavis and Butthead introducing the movie. And that's such a hard thing to do, to have something like that be funny. And they're very funny. Just look, Butthead's face, when you're looking straight front on Butthead, he looks so different. Because from the side, he has no sideburns, and he looks so weird. And then when you look at him from the front, he's all stacked up vertical. He's like, ugh.
There's a great line in the movie, in the beginning, you know, they're like the Godzilla type guys.
Right.
And somebody's like shooting him or something. He's like, hey, cut it out, Butthead. It's like, that's his name.
Using it as an insult.
Oh, well, geez.
We got to get them on here.
That's a whole different podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys want to get into some booze news?
Ooh, yeah.
Sure.
Hit it.
Booze news.
Hello, where's the pod?
Booze news.
You've had?
I've had a bunch.
I've had.
It's booze news, you foo-fighting fuckface.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Whoa.
That was Booze News by Dan Padley. And if you've got a booze news theme, send it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Nice one, Padley.
Padley, nice one. Yeah. What did the end say? The end was too low for me to hear it.
Foo fighting fuckface?
Foo fighting fuckface. I get it. Oh, yeah. A lot of Fs flying around.
So, Mike,
around
do you have that thing where you can't hear frequencies, certain frequencies?
Yes, low frequencies, which is tough because in our band, I am the bass player.
Yeah. Well, that's probably very freeing. It's why you're so experimental down there.
Oh, yeah. Does it come across okay?
Yeah, it's really
No, the volume was too low. Volume.
Oh,
the Vol.
The Mike, volley. You've got some booze news. Share
I've got
us.
Booze news here. So this is ripped directly from the headlines of Can You Believe It, folks? On July 1st, Natty Light set a world record. Do you know what it is?
Whoa.
Most bubbles per can.
most bubbles worldwide.
Well, at the beginning of July, they were unveiling their new Natty Light USA cans. I got to get on this thing. I love those cans. I love fun summer cans. And to celebrate, they attempted and did beat the world record for longest slip and slide in the world.
Oh, I heard of this.
Whoa, how long was it?
The Guinness, they were in Canaan Valley, West Virginia at a ski resort down there. It's funny, I don't think of skiing in West Virginia, but what do I know? And previously, the record was held by the country of Jordan at a 2,007 feet long slide. And they beat it with a 2,021 foot slip and slide.
That's like half a mile, maybe?
I think it's, about almost a half a mile.
Damn, that's a long race.
That's cool because like you could start it. And then if you get kind of tired of it halfway through, you can be like, I'm going to get off.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to do the whole thing.
You could just be using it as transportation, like a road, instead of just for fun. You know, I got to go half a mile away.
This article I read said the Guinness Book of Records guy had to see the person at the top, like get in. And then he had to get in a car really quick and go all the way to the end. And drive to the end and watch the person finish because he couldn't see the whole thing.
Michael, you recently gave your niece Tig a slip and slide.
I gifted Tig a slip and slide. Yeah, I probably don't want to tell her about this story because she will want me to buy this slip and slide.
You're going to look like a cheapskate.
Yes.
When you gave him 6 inches, Uncle Mike.
And I'll hear it from her. Oh,
let me get your eyes.
Can't do anything right.
Well, let's get out to West Virginia and do that slide.
West Virginia, mountain mama, John Denver, take me home.
Take me home.
That country road.
I'm a country dude.
The Whites of West Virginia. Have you ever seen that? That's produced by the Jackass guy.
It's a Dick House production. Of course I've seen it.
Yeah, Wonderful Whites.
Yeah. It's a crazy little doc. The Wonderful, yeah.
That's kind of funny because it's like they took that. Now there's all kinds of exploitation docs like Joe Exotic and stuff like that. But at the time, I remember watching The Wonderful Whites and being like, it's like Vern in Florida, the Werner Herzog or Errol Morris doc. Mm-hmm. And you're like, which you're used to being serious. And then it was like, but this one's kind of funny. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And now you can't fucking walk down the street without watching a zany documentary.
I know. Thank you, Netflix.
Thanks, Sarandos.
I only watch Grey Gardens.
You only watch Grey Gardens?
Jeff,
is that what it
are
was?
You are you honestly telling me you
yes,
only watch Grey Gardens?
Only ever.
You mean out of all of the media, all the media you can consume these days, I declare that a lie.
Oh, shit, it's back.
Oh, shit. So you're doing a boxing match again?
Yeah, I've got a little hammer and a little glass, and just in case a boxing match happens.
Now, isn't that the same hammer that fell out and went behind your toilet?
Yes, I gave it a little rinse, but there's still... I'm not going to say there's no pubes on here.
Hey, you know what? I got some more booze news. Why not?
Hit it.
Yeah. So I'm at the grocery store today getting the part of the thing I need for today. And I'm going up and I'm saying hello to the cashier, nice lady. And at her register, I notice six Montauk beer pint glasses. Oh. And then over on like other cash registers too, I notice them as well. And I said, hey, how much are you selling this for? And she said, you know what? You just take it.
No.
What?
So I don't know what, it might be a promotional thing they just got with a bunch of Montauk beers. And I said, thank you so much.
That's amazing.
You're going to get a mention.
Did she give you a little wink like she was maybe, Santa Claus in disguise or Bagger Vance or something like that?
She gave me a wink. And then as I was walking out, I heard someone who seemed like they were in a managerial position, be like, sir, you're not supposed to. And I put my headphones in and I was like, gone.
Sir, I hope you're walking to prison.
She's not authorized to give those away.
Do you think you're going to use that glass today?
Will I use it today?
Yeah, thank you.
Why
Jeff.
Don't we get out of booze news and we can talk about that? I do not like discussing the drink here in booze news.
Yeah, it feels weird. Like
it feels very
wrong.
Weird.
That feels like a big old bowl of wrong.
I got you, Mike. I got you right here.
Wrap it up. It's
okay,
wrapped.
So booze news is now done. We know what that sound means.
And now, do you want to tell us about the glass, or should I go into the drink first and then
get into the drink? Because we should probably know what the drink is before we talk.
Okay.
Stemware.
Well, the drink of the day is, I know it as the Dove.
No,
but you Spanish speakers may know it as the Paloma.
Really? That's what Paloma means. Dove.
It means dove in Spanish. And Duddy, why don't you go ahead and hit me with some background music? Oh, yes. Beautiful.
Ooh.
All right, slopheads. Let's say you're out at a cantina with your squad. And, let's say you possibly even have squad goals. it's time to place your order. And somebody orders a margarita. And you're like, okay, Gramps. And then somebody else orders a beer with a lime in it. And you're thinking, that's kind of a basic bitch move.
Wow.
And then let's say that somebody orders a sangria. You're like, enjoy your purple teeth with that one.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody orders a ranch water. a Topo Chico with a little tequila. And you're thinking, that's kind of cool, but still, drop dead.
That's because a ranch water we're talking about?
That's a ranch
water. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Nice. It's cool, but it's not cool enough.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So what you do when you want to turn heads, you say, me? Well, I'm going to order, and Jeff, give me a big echo on this one, a Paloma!
A Paloma!
Oh!
Yes, it's a tequila Loma. With grapefruit soda, folks.
Ooh.
And here's the thing. Americans may think that Palomas are a drink that plays second fiddle to the margarita. You know, something you order when you're trying to not have a marg. But in Mexico, they are just as popular. I hear some people say that they're maybe more popular because they're so user-friendly. It's light. It's refreshing. It's an easy 24/7, 365 sipper.
Yeah.
But as for the history, it's all fucked up.
Why?
What else is new? Another cocktail history that doesn't make any damn sense.
This one is screwier than any of the others we've even talked about, because in this case, an internet troll went on Wikipedia and put a fake history, and then a bunch of dumbass like YouTube bartender influencers repeated that history.
Well, that doesn't help us.
Yeah. It was some jester. It might have been one of the Jackass guys probably that played that prank. Yeah, I think it was
Chris Pontius.
It was definitely Pontius, yeah.
Was it Bam's dad, Phil?
Yes, and April was like, "Don't do that, Phil!"
Now!
So, but what we do know is it came out of Mexico in the 1950s. Difford's Guide claims that the legendary bartender Don Javier Delgado Corona invented it at La Capilla in Tequila, Mexico, in the Jalisco state.
Okay.
But, you know, some people suspect that maybe the soda companies had a hand in getting this thing started. Historians like David Wondrich have basically debunked every theory but not landed on what the truth is.
Real help. Real help, yeah. Dave.
Thanks a lot for being out there making this so fun.
It's not that. It's just not that. But it's not. I don't know what it is, but it's not that.
It's not that, but then also it's nothing.
It doesn't exist. Okay, Dave.
For me, I never heard of it when I lived in New York. And then I moved to LA and I went to El Chivito and I saw a Paloma on the little chalkboard and I said to the bartender, "What's a Paloma?" And he said, "Tequila and squirt." And I said, "Sign me up for that, you little son of a bitch. That sounds great." You guys, you've had?
I've had.
Not had, barely heard.
Mm. So you've heard, but just it's hanging on by a thread.
Barely. Because sometimes I'm like, have I heard of that drink? Am I thinking of something else? Whatever. It'll never come back in my life. And here it is.
Duddy?
I've had enough to know that these can vary wildly.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, yes, yes.
And we'll get into it.
Oh, we will.
Oh, you perfect. Better believe
we'll do you think it. We'll get into it in this episode?
It's possible.
We should. We definitely should.
Yeah, I vote we do. Well, yeah. It's funny because even you saying that, I wonder, we might have different proclivities because I like them a certain way. But
now I have questions about this, but I do want to hear the ingredients first.
Here is the IBA recipe.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is where we're back ground. On the IBA list. That's
we're
nice.
Back in business, on the list, making our way through.
I've gotten some personal DMs from slop heads be like, "You assholes are never going to go back on the IBA." And it's, you know, the same crowd that just wants to get at me and nitpick me. And it's, you know, first of all, you can have that opinion, but you don't have to say that word to me.
I feel like these people who that hate the show so much, they just shouldn't listen.
I think they just don't like me. The show they enjoy, they just don't like me on the show. But they don't like me being here. They don't want me to chime in. Well, guess what, folks? I ain't going away.
We should try an episode without you, Mike. Just see how it goes. You listen, and it's just like me and Jeff like laughing so hard and having a blast. Oh, this is great.
I was like, how do they get call-ins happening? Oh. how do they get Jessica Simpson to call in even still? Yeah.
We didn't even invite call-ins, but Jessica Simpson was like ringing her phone off the hook. And she reconciled with Nick Lachey.
Ooh.
Okay. Here's the recipe from the IBA. 50 milliliters of 100% agave tequila. Mm. Don't fuck around with the tequila, folks. It's a simple drink here. So pick your favorite tequila. 5 milliliters of fresh lime.
That's a squeeze.
That's just one little squeezer. So, you know, use some.
Not hard. Lime. That's not hard.
A pinch of salt. No. That's not hard, quite frankly.
I don't have a grain of salt in the house.
Oh, no. Also, and if you do get them, just don't pinch too hard. A nice light pinch.
Yeah. You can really hurt your index, your pointer and thumb.
Finally, the
is that
the,
hold on real quick. Is that helpful at all?
Yeah, because when you said pinch, I was like, what is it, ring finger and pinky? I mean, it changes the amount of salt very much based on which fingers you
use. That's
true. Okay. Tequila, lime, salt, and pink grapefruit soda. 100 milliliters of pink grapefruit soda. Guys, what do you think?
I love it.
This was one, when I saw it on the list, I even texted you guys. I said, where are we getting this stuff? What is it? What? Who, how, and when? And immediately after I texted you, I found it. But I'd never seen it before.
Well, yeah. I mean, Squirt is what is the one that I know most. And Squirt is like Coca-Cola company or Pepsi. It's Coke. And it's everywhere. But there's a few others. I was having fun. This is such a simple drink, and I've gotten used to going to the store and buying 100 bottles of Falernum and stuff. So I bought a few. I bought a few options of grapefruit soda, some of the classics to try. But the thing is, I kind of like that the IBA is saying soda here, because these days most fancy bartenders and every craft cocktail bartender on YouTube. This tells you to squeeze your own pink grapefruit.
Oh, no, no, no.
Mix with club soda and maybe a little simple syrup. And I'm sure that that's way better, but it's not the original. Like, this is an easy drink that you're supposed to make as a simple mixed drink. So I kind of like that the IBA is telling us to just use one of the classic sodas and leaving it to the craft guys to go squeeze in citrus.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of options when it comes to grapefruit sodas, like more than you'd think when you dig them.
Now,
once you find them, there's more than you think.
Should we talk about which ones we got, or should it be a mind-blowing reveal?
Mind-blowing reveal.
Let's have a mind-blowing reveal, because mine's in the fridge, and I'm not going to go that far.
Great.
Yes, before I did find the soda, I did find a number of... Joie du Grappe Frietier the juice aisle.
Yes,
I do a little French when I do a grapefruit juice. Joie du Grappier.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with the method here, which is pour the tequila into a highball glass, squeeze the lime juice, add ice and salt, fill up with pink grapefruit soda, stir gently. And garnish with a slice of lime. It's a highball, folks. You're basically making like your Tom Collins or that type of a thing. It's a nice, gentle stir.
Would a Montauk pint glass work?
It says here, ideally.
They said,
it says ideally a Massapequa pint glass, but Montauk is a close second.
Does it say anything about that it was a gift from the cashier, cashier.
It says nice wink from a nice cashier.
Nice. Well, right. Shall we? I can do that.
Yes. Let's. This is all pretty clear. What do you say we go knock it out of the park?
Let's do it.
Oh yeah, it's very clear.
Peace.
See you on the other side.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, we're back with our palomas in hand.
Yes. Oof.
Now, this looks like a pink lemonade. It's pink.
Yeah,
pink
but drink. Pale. For me, quite pale.
Pale pink.
Yeah, for me, no pink hue whatsoever. Although,
oh my gosh.
Yours is ice colored.
Oh, did you use squirt?
I bought three. I had a nice glass bottle of Mexican squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got a nice glass bottle of Jarritos.
Yeah.
Mexican soda, grapefruit. Then I got a bottle of like an Italian soda. You know those fancy fruit Italian sodas, a pink grapefruit.
Where'd you get that from?
And
Coca-Cola.
These were all from Albertsons.
Ooh.
And I did a little taste test as I was making this, and the Italian one was the fanciest and tastes most like grapefruit, but it was like very bitter and seemed like a whole different thing. And then a squirt just tasted exactly, it tasted iconic. And it's the Mexican squirt, so it's sugar instead of corn syrup. And I went, squirt.
Nice.
I got,
is that there? Do they say that in all their commercials? Hey, drink squirt.
I got this Fever Tree. You've probably seen these, like ginger beers.
Michael, I'm right there with you,
that's
baby.
What Jeff got, too.
You know, I told you guys on the text chain, I thought I had squirt. I had Fresca.
Oh, and that works.
That is not...
My last Palomas, I was like, I'm gonna like get a couple options here. And I got squirt, and I got Fresca, and I didn't really like either of them.
Yeah.
So I wanted to change it up.
Yikes, yikes, yikes.
The first sip of Fresca is always good, and then the second is already, you're like, oh, this is NutraSweet sucralose or whatever.
I think that's Fresca's tag.
The first sip is great.
Then say no more.
Did you guys have this problem where when cocktail recipes tell you to add ice after other things, my ice plops down and splashes me in the face. Like,
yeah, that can happen.
But I had to add more tequila because I put my tequila and lime in the bottom and I dropped some cubes and I lost half my tequila.
Uh-huh. And then it's a very thin, very thin excuse, Tim. You just add as much tequila as you want.
But then look at this. I added all the soda they told me to. It didn't fill my glass. I got a dry cube balancing once again at the top of my cup.
You
got to make a double with something like that.
Fuck
nice
my
little
life.
Lime on the end.
Please.
All right. Can we do some sips and maybe it'll all be worth it?
Yeah. Bottoms up. Oh, I love it.
Ooh, fresh.
Ooh, the salt. Hey.
Yeah, the salt's in there.
Don't tell our doctors we're having salt.
You specifically added it.
And tequila. Maybe I did too much salt. The lime is in there. What tequilas do you guys use?
Espolón.
Cazadores.
Cazadores. Well, I had a little... what did you have, Jeff?
Espolón.
I've never heard of that. Or Cazadores. I had Jose Cuervo Silver.
Hey, that'll work, though. Especially if you got Fever Tree.
Oh, it works well, my boy. All too well, yeah.
I used fancy salt. I had like some big grain sea salt. And so I do think...
Same.
Maybe mine got too salty. Because, you know, there's like... Less surface area, more salt per pinch.
I used one of those like sea salt grinder things you buy at the store.
I maybe oversalted this, but I do just love. We've talked a lot on the show about cocktail versus mixed drink. You know, rum and coke, gin and tonic. I like
on this podcast.
I think it was on this show. I don't know. I guessed on a lot of pods. It could have been one of my hit characters on Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm. So when you say cocktail, you mean like the old standards, and then mixed drinks, you mean like a soda, bubbly, long drink.
I mean like two ingredients, a liquor and a soda and maybe a squeeze of citrus, but this drink to me, I feel like this should be, it's very easy to keep squirt around. And with a little squeeze of lime and a little pinch of sugar, I mean, salt, it's just as pleasing as a marg to me. To me personally. Sure.
To you personally, that's fine. I should have not done so much salt. I did like a twist and a half on one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard when we took a little break, I heard from my computer speakers, I heard you going.
One, two, three. I had my neighbors over to count me on. One, two, three.
Mike, from the sound of it, I thought you were taking pictures with a Fun Saver disposable camera.
Oh, and advancing to the next.
Yeah, it makes a very similar sound.
You
yeah,
finished 24 yeah, snaps, yeah. And then you were just kept going.
I saw a guy today on the street talking into what I thought was a Fun Saver disposable camera, and I was like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?" So I like. Kind of was looking at him for a little while. It turned out to be like a yellow walkie-talkie, but boy, when I saw it, it looked like a Fun Saver camera. I said, this man is
he's making TikToks or something.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because he was like somebody working at a like construction site. So I was like,
oh, yeah.
This guy's got to be on the ball here. Beams are going to be falling on people's heads.
It's funny when you walk by a construction site and you see like, why does his cell phone look like that? Like, when you're on a job site of some sort and you see like appliances that look entirely different than those available to the public,
they have that like rubber, that rugged rubber, all
the yellow rubber case over every fucking thing.
Rugged rubber.
How did you get that rugged rubber? What are we doing rugged rubber month?
Next month for sure. We promise.
That is next month.
You guys have a much different experience walking by construction sites than I do, because you guys are, oh, his cell phone's weird. Oh, that he has gear that I don't have. Me, I'm just getting like, hey, shake it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see how you move that thing for my baby.
Yeah, I know. And you live right by that construction site too. That must have been a pain in the ass.
I really do. There's jackhammering going on 24/7 over here. And I ain't talking about in the bedroom. Stop it.
Wait, hey, I was thinking about your dentist more so.
Oh yeah, but Dr. Abrams.
This guy drills more than
yes, yes.
Exxon Valdez.
Yes!
Yay! He stuck the landing, folks.
I had to think of who that was.
If they ever do a sequel to Armageddon and they need someone to drill an asteroid instead of a oil derrick crew, they should get Dr. Abrams from Gentle Dental, my guy, and send him up into space. That would be awesome.
What if it's like, oh my God, a tiny comet is coming. We have to get somebody who can drill a tiny little hole.
It's the size of Tim's tooth.
It's not a threat, but we want to drill it.
We want to drill it anyway. What were they doing? I've never seen Armageddon fully, or I have it a long time ago at a sleepover and I wasn't paying attention. What's going on? They're drilling holes into the
logic
comet?
Is that it's easier to teach oil drillers to be astronauts than it is to teach astronauts to drill a hole. And there's a great Ben Affleck commentary for that where he's clearly drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And he just...
Oh, yeah. I think we played this.
He talks about it, like confronting Michael Bay and being like, that doesn't make any sense. And he's like, shut the fuck up, Ben. Just shut the fuck up. And it's a, it's like a very... it's a crazy... actor just like talking shit about his own movie's premise, and then they released it on the commentary.
Man, I watch it's on YouTube. It's so fun. It really made me like Ben Affleck.
Of course,
he's like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Doesn't make sense to me. And he's kind of roasting the movie.
And doesn't he kind of, if I'm remembering correctly, like do the voice like, oh yeah, we need to get oil drillers to go up to space.
I think we
watched that clip when
on
we
a
were
Zoom
recording
room.
Armageddon.
On
a Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
When we were talking about Armageddon.
Yes,
there you
yes.
go.
Perhaps.
Armageddon, another one of those movies that has like a stellar supporting cast. Like Twister also has like a stellar supporting cast. Mm-hmm. Like Philip Seymour Hoffman and shit.
Is that the circular wind movie?
Yeah, it's a big brown circular wind.
Yeah, it's the circular wind movie, Mike.
Brown circle wind. Let's just call it Twister. Thank you very much.
I had something really funny to say about Armageddon. Now, what could it have been?
Hit it, my man. Just say it.
But it's lost.
Don't be shy.
To the sands of time.
It's not that I'm being shy. Although now I am
being coy, that's for sure.
He's being hard to get. It's like that.
yeah,
is coy and shy the same thing?
I swear, I thought coy. You know what you're doing. You're saying, I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I can't have another sip of this Paloma.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that coy?
You're doing it. Yeah.
I'm coy. The coy boy.
That's cool.
Being the coy boy?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You're on a date with somebody. You're not one of those coy boys, are you?
I don't know.
I'll never say. Like you definitely are one of those coy boys. Oh, can't be sure.
What's the deal with you coy boys? We don't want to say.
Oh, I wish they would just say why they're coy.
Why won't they say?
But then they'd cease to be coy.
All right, coy boy, go away. All right.
Hey, we're drinking a Mexican drink.
Yeah.
And I know we had a little south of the border talk because we've done the margarita on this show, but have we talked about Mexico? Have you guys been to Mexico?
I've never been.
Yes. A couple times.
Jeff, you went to Cancun, right?
Yeah. I mean, my parents like to vacation there. I've been there like twice with them, but then also as like a kid, my grandfather was from Texas and New Mexico. And so when we were visiting New Mexico, we took a trip down to Old Mexico.
Was it Skipper Dan?
This was Skipper Bill. And no, it was not.
Was it Poompy and Wee Wee?
Yes, it was Poompy. No, this was just Granddad.
Wee Wee had already died.
And I went down and, you know, I don't remember too much of it. I was probably in like early grade school, but I do remember going to a marketplace. I think we might have talked about this on the Zoom room, but yeah. I remember it being... bartering was uncomfortable for me.
That was on the podcast. Yes, mentioned that. Yeah.
I was such a little capitalist. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this bartering.
No, I'll just pay it.
Can I have one penny off?
I'll just pay it. I'll pay more if you want.
I went to Cabo once and had a great time, but early on I feel like if you're a tourist, you're going to get, people are going to spot you as a mark and they're going to try to sell you some stuff. But I think I maybe especially look like just a big fat American tourist. And I was really getting hassled at the, I got like in an altercation, my first like 1 second in Mexico, a guy was trying to sell me a timeshare and I was like, I don't have time. I had a little hissy. Oh, you know what it was? I was walking out of the airport with Jessica and I was trying to get a cab. And it was like the cab company guy was like, I'll sign you up for a cab. And also, do you want a timeshare? Like he was trying to swindle me for a free cab for the timeshare.
Uh-huh.
And when I screamed that I didn't have time and he's like, oh, I'm wasting your time. And he was offended. And I thought, I was like, oh, am I being
a coy boy?
Am I being the bad guy here coming to his country and screaming in his face? So then I apologized. And then he tried to sell me another timeshare. I'm flattered that these people think that I can afford real estate.
Mm-hmm.
In those situations, I just act like a coy boy and go, oh, do you want a timeshare with your cab ride?
I'm not sure.
And then you're just kind of getting in the cab and you drive away.
Buying a timeshare apartment could be kind of fun. I don't know.
Exactly. Maybe. Call me.
I was at my resort. I was checking in and they were like, why don't you have a seat over here? And I got another timeshare pitch before I even got into my hotel room. I just threw a little hissy fit.
Oh, AKA boy. Those are tough to be around.
I've never had this experience. I know there's a lot of comedy about timeshares and how aggressive they are and how they don't let you go. Like once you're in a timeshare, they really got you. It's tough to get out.
I've heard of some people
South Park did it
who like have done the like little timeshare meeting that you have to sit through and had it got like a good deal on like a vacation afterwards.
Yeah,
like it worked.
Well, that
it wasn't
I mean,
like a scam or something.
You just got to stick to your guns and say no.
My parents have done that. Like they'll sit through a presentation, eat a free breakfast, get a free night at a hotel, and then not buy the timeshare. But I just always wonder, like, they wouldn't do that whole spiel if they didn't sell timeshare. So like in that moment, when I was like at my hotel, just arrived in Mexico and hadn't checked into my room yet, and they try to sell me a condo, they wouldn't do that if it didn't work sometimes. So how weird is that? That some people probably are like, Oh, yeah. So I'm in room 222 and the pool is open till 8. And yeah, I'll buy a house.
Yeah, I like the cab ride and that timeshare was pretty good. I'll try this hotel timeshare too. Yeah, I don't go in on that stuff.
I feel like my grandmother
timeshare stuff.
My grandmother, grandma, this is, you know, Eleanor, my mom's mom. She had a timeshare at a place called Steel Hill Resort.
Oh.
And this is up in New Hampshire.
Ooh.
And it's just like, it's one of these places. It's got like a dope pool area and there's tennis courts and we enjoyed it, but it does seem like my parents can't escape it.
Mm.
Like, as I got older, I heard all that stuff like, well, we got to use it or what are we paying for it for? And then like when she died, it was like passed on to the kids and now they're all just sort of like, well, somebody's got to use it. It just always seems like this fiasco.
It's just like homework. So you're like joylessly playing tennis and golf and swimming. And I was like, oh, we got to get this done.
It's cool. But it's like, they are just like, oh, we got this week or 2 weeks up there. It's like, well, somebody's got to use it. Karen's got to use it. Oh, Diana's got to use it.
Karen.
Oh, Karen throws a little fit at grocery stores every once in a while. I'm kidding.
Did we stay at a timeshare in Vegas that...
Palm Springs.
Yes.
Club Trinidad.
Oh, my God. That was my aunt. I say aunt. I don't say aunt. And
I say aunt. When I'm talking about insects, I say aunt.
When I was moving to L.A. for the first time, my aunt said, well, hey, I have a timeshare in L.A. You can use it. I think it's one of those things that's like a network of places. And she can stay like anywhere for X amount of days. And I was like, great. Yeah, sounds good. Because we don't know. We all of us, all the birthday boys and other friends, Randy, Eric, moved out with no place to stay. We were just like, we're moving out there. We're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I was staying at quote unquote L.A. turned out to be Palm Desert Club Trinidad, which is a solid 2 hours.
That's pretty crazy, too.
A Palm Springs motel.
2+ hours from L.A. And when we were looking for houses and looking for jobs, we would then go to bars, and when the bars closed, I would drive back to Palm Desert. That seems insane to me now.
Dude, I did that with you.
Yeah, it was insane then, too.
Because I was crashing on a friend's floor, and then our second night in L.A., we were like, we had been looking at apartments during the day, and then we're like, let's go to the bar from Swingers. So we went to the Dresden.
Right.
And I remember we stayed until it was closed. It's like last call, they're closing down. And then we're like, okay, let's go home. And I got in your car and we drove 2 hours out to the desert and slept at Club Trinidad.
Let's go home. But wasn't there a Vegas thing that we stayed at?
Yeah, more recent than that. We stayed, I don't know if it was a timeshare, but like, we were like a few blocks off the strip.
It was a resort of some sort.
Huh?
I think it was your thing, Jeff.
Oh.
I think it was...
That's just one of the things that... one of those many opportunities that come my way as a man of influence, you know.
Damn.
Man.
You're just one of those guys.
Dutton family has their timeshares going on all over the country.
I don't know if you can pin that one on the Duttons. I forget where that came from.
Oh.
I'll tell you, it wasn't me. I mean, to quote Shaggy, it was not me.
Mm. That was the trip that... I stayed out with some other people who I won't name because maybe they don't want to be named. And we stayed out gambling until the sun came up and I went outside and I was so pissed off that the sun was up. I was so angry.
When you get close enough to the door that you see the sun and you're like, I did what?
Yeah. Oof. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but you made $100,000 that night, didn't you?
Oof. I know. I wish.
You know, he was so excited that he made that $100,000. But then when he saw that sun come up, it just really soured him.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Remember
that was
also, a dumb move. I got in a little screaming match with one of those guys on the street with handing out flyers because at that time, when we were in Vegas that weekend, Jessica was on a big billboard on the strip. Remember that?
That was so awesome. Yeah.
That was a big like part of the trip.
Yeah, because she shot like an MGM commercial or something, and then they put up a big picture of her out on the strip, and we're like, let's go see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like videoing on my phone, and the very moment we rounded the corner, we're like, there it is. A guy got in my face. He was like, hey, 2 for 1 at the club. Hey, here you go. I'll get you hooked up VIP. And I was like, get the fuck away from me.
This is my... future wife's billboard.
You weren't coy at all with him. You were quite direct.
Yeah.
I said, dude, I'll fucking bite your cock off.
Get that thing out of your pants. Get it out of here.
And then remember him, you know, that look on his face as he sadly unzipped, sadly lowered his slacks. Oh, this is going to hurt my wang.
This is going to hurt. Not again.
I love my dick.
Well, speaking of nights out and things, and speaking of a tequila drink like this, we haven't done a tequila drink in a little while.
Not in a while.
A little while.
It's good.
It's great.
This is getting better, by the way. No, not better. It's just getting less like intense with the salt flavor.
Do you think that's that Beatles song? I've got to admit, it's getting better. Is that
my paloma's melting? Yeah, something like that. That makes sense now.
Now, Tim, Mike, if you're like me, you have the leftover fever tree.
I already put mine in there.
Yeah. Yep. You know, that's a nice, this lets me know I made the right move is that I like the fever tree. But in segment three, coming up, I'm going to taste test side by side the Fresca and the fever tree and see if.
Oh, that's going to be something to stick around for, folks.
I'll do some
side by side is good.
But let me ask you this about fever tree. I've had their tonic and their soda and a couple other things. But I haven't had the grapefruit. What's cool about Fever Tree, that's a fancy brand of soda that is specifically made as a mixer for alcohol.
Yes.
So when you sip that Fever Tree, I'm wondering, as a guy that doesn't have any Fever Tree here, I'm wondering if it's made extra strong. Maybe it'll be like...
Oh, the way that like ginger beer is like...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or the way that like a mixer, like a margarita mixer on its own is way too much.
Very interesting.
I mean, seems pretty good. Just right out the bottle to me.
I don't care for it out the bottle. I don't really like squirt, and I don't like Fanta or what Fresca. Fresca.
Folks, you heard it here first.
You know, I don't like that stuff. I got way off track. We're drinking a tequila drink. We're talking about going out and about and being at bars and things. Did I tell you guys ever about the time that, you know, Mike Mitchell, famous from the Doughboys.
Tomorrow War.
Tomorrow War. He's a guy on a movie screen these days. Mm-hmm. He and I were out at a bar, not the Sunset Strip where you would go, Tim.
That's my domain.
Somewhere in L.A. And it was kind of like off the beaten path, like kind of a cooler, rustic-y type bar.
Awesome.
And
not ye rustic.
Not you, rustic, rusticky. We walk in and there was a Mumford and Sons band was sitting there.
Oh my God.
You know those guys?
The actual band?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're sitting there. Cool. So Mitch and I just got there, but it looks like these guys had been doing tequila shots for a little while. Mm. They were a little bit like louder than everyone else. And it seemed like two of the Mumford and Sons guys, the main guy, and then I'm not really too familiar with the band.
Is one of the sons.
Banjo player.
One of the sons. Mumford and one of the sons.
Mumford and one of his sons. We're just kind of like arguing about something. It was clear that those two guys had some sort of beef happening. And we're sitting there watching them. And it's all maybe a few too much tequila shots. That can kind of happen sometimes. And they start arguing. And I was like, Mitch, this is pretty cool. So I pulled my phone out. Right. Yeah. I took a voice memo of these guys.
Awesome.
And let's see. Jeff, I think you actually have that if you want to.
Got it right here. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is I got a little bit of the argument that was going on.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah.
Say that you are sorry, man. You just knocked my new jacket on the floor.
Hey, I think you're a liar, man. It was on the ground when I walked in the door.
Oh, man. I'm gonna slap you in the face, or maybe I'll just slap you on the neck.
Well, you keep taking all my stuff. I ought to leave and you pay the whole check. Cause it was not your assault, but mine.
Oh.
And then you went and stole my line.
I see.
Splashed tequila in my eye. Then you spilled my beer.
Oh, man.
Then you spilled my beer. I ought to kick you in the spine, or dip you in a vat of slime. I should mash your face in grime, and maybe bite your ear.
Oh.
Maybe bite your ear.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
So, right, there's some things being said, some accusations being thrown around. These guys just couldn't get on the same page with each other, and I think they worked it
and
out.
And you and Mitch saw this?
Yeah.
Saw it and recorded it.
Yeah.
Recorded it.
Right place, right time.
Yeah. It's just one
That's
of those
so
happy
cool that
accents.
The two of you witnessed this. That.
Yeah. It's nice to get the little piece of tape for the cute little podcast, but sure. I'd rather those guys do have a better relationship.
Those guys are vicious, man. It's scary when two men are like screaming, you know, threats like that. When you're that bad, mm-hmm. you want to dip your friend in slime,
right?
Yeah, one guy wanted. Well, yes, and then the next guy wanted
their
to
face in grime. That's
grime.
Like,
but Tim, you don't understand. Like, you know, there was the salt. There was the whole thing with the salt. There was a whole thing with the lime, and then a beer got spilled. Oh. So this isn't coming out of nowhere.
It's like, yeah,
and then I spilled my beer.
The one guy threatened, and I wish I knew the name of the guys in the band. One guy said he was just gonna leave and make the other guy pay the whole check. Well, it's like, you know, you're all a lot of
doing
money.
This, fine. These guys are fine.
Yeah, if Mitch and I recognize you, you're probably a millionaire. Right? We don't know the low ball stuff.
You don't know the low ball stuff.
No, we don't listen. We don't listen to like bands that don't have a ton of money.
But you know what is like, you don't stay rich if you go out paying for everybody's drinks all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And buying double because you're spilling them all over the place.
Right. So they're, I don't know. I kind of see it both ways.
Me too. Well, I do too. And I'm glad you said
it's cool that you and your friend Mitch witnessed this. I wish that like in some way Mitch could have been involved in this episode or something, but I guess he was there that night.
It was cool just knowing that he was there, not saying anything.
He was there.
I said, do you want to come on and tell the story with me? He refused.
Okay.
He said, I don't really want to get involved in your, like, again, cute little podcast. I said,
Mitch has a great singing voice. I hope that someday we could like get a track from him and hear him sing. But in the meantime, I'll settle for Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, he does have a good voice. Well, hey, that's my cute little story.
Dang.
I loved it.
Well, guys, what do you say we go make another round and then we'll come back and we'll fucking evaluate this thing coldly and calculatedly.
I kind of love that plan.
Oh, Mike.
What? That's how I'm going to talk now.
That's going to get you cast in something. You start talking like that.
Careful.
Careful.
You're going to get yourself cast.
Why do I fucking love this idea?
Yeah. I got to say, for me, I'm kind of like, this idea of yours, Jeff, like, I'm like obsessed with it.
It's actually kind of amazing.
Oh, God. I'm like obsessed with Jeff's idea.
Folks, we'll be back.
We'll be right back.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hey, folks, we're back with our final thoughts on Palomas. Who wants to start?
I'll start. Order again. I love it. It's a classic, and it's a drinkable at any occasion. Hot summer's day like this is especially good. And here's my tip. I just made a second round. Go light on the salt. Go heavy on the lime, folks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Always heavy on the lime over here.
Nice. I did more or less the same thing. I was thinking right after I made this, I was like, oh, I should have tried mezcal because I got mezcal here too.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at this beautiful squirt bottle. Have you ever seen such a nice looking bottle
nice.
Of
it's
squirt?
It's twisty.
It's twisted. And then the Jarritos is a nice one too. It's delicious as well.
There was I used to have one of those, you know, they used to take like a soda bottle and heat it up and like twist it. So it was kind of like a little kitschy thing a little kid could keep in his room.
Yeah.
I used to have one of those, and I thought for about a year, I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever owned.
Yeah. I'm loving it. You know, I dare say it gives a margarita a run for its money. I do like a taller, longer, sparkling soda type of drink than a sharp little tart margarita guy.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, Jeff. Because those,
I think you might be onto something.
I love margs, but you gotta be in the mood, and I'm only having one or two. This I want to order this like at a baseball game and pound them all day.
Yeah. Also I'm making mine to specs, and both times I felt like I wasn't adding enough soda. You know, I said just 100 milliliters. Okay, I'll do what you want, IBA. Mm-hmm. But hey, there's a textbook for a reason. It worked out nice, mm-hmm. And I'll say the only place you're gonna fuck up is if you get a bad grapefruit soda. You got a lot of options. Find something you like.
Yeah,
because I'm going back and forth with the Fresca and the Fever Tree. Man, oh man, the Fever Tree. You want to hang out with it. The Fresca. I'm sick of it almost immediately. And you're right. It is the NutraSweet. It's the phenylalanine or whatever.
Yeah, it's fakey. They should make Fresca that has calories so that it's good. But instead, it's only diet. Look at this. This is that. It's only the Albertson store brand, but this Italian soda.
Yep.
I think if I made a round three, I would use this because it's really tastes like fresh pink grapefruit juice.
What does it say? What's the
Organics,
actual label?
Organics
say?
Is the brand.
Organics is just like their store brand, but it's.
No,
it's,
I know, but what's the.
It says pink grapefruit flavored organic Italian soda. They're mimicking a kind of Pellegrino vibe.
And Pellegrino has one too, a grapefruit soda that I bet is fantastic. And then also I read online that Whole Foods has one of those, like a big liter bottle of Italian grapefruit soda that's supposed to be good for mixing.
I got to do the Pellegrino one because I've told you that's my lazy man's Tom Collins I make all the time is with a limonada.
Ooh, that's good.
Lemon soda by Pellegrino. If you get their grapefruit one, whoo, mama.
And for me, this is an order again. I'm very pleased with this. I like your idea, Jeff, about it being better than the margarita. I might get on board with that. This started off a little too strong with the salt, and it all kind of watered itself down, thank God. And, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but I will say this could be another brunch drink.
It could, Mike. It could.
It could.
I mean, we are in some weird groove here.
Could it be another brunch drink? I don't know.
Oh, the Koi boys like it. Maybe we'll. Maybe it could. Maybe it can't. We won't say.
We should start like promoting the podcast episodes with like. Next week we do the the penicillin. Could this continue the streak of brunch drinks?
Yeah, real tough, intense thing. Will these guys drink for breakfast? But if it's a hot, you know, sometimes you say brunch, that'll be nice. And then they sit you outside and it's hot and it's sweaty. Mm-hmm. And that's when you get this, because this is, it's refreshing. It cool, when it's hot, 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 this keeps you cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, hey, tell Buster Poindexter.
My drink keeps me cool, cool, cool.
I don't do this often on the show, but I'm going to keep drinking the podcast drink into the night. Me and Jessica are going to watch some Viva La Bam later. Maybe I'll get drunk.
Wait, so you finish Jackass?
When you get on a kick, you really get on a kick.
So you finish Jackass, now you're on to Viva La Bam?
Yeah, you know what's great is I've been watching, by myself, I've been watching Sex in the City. As a reference point for something, like I was writing a thing where I was like, I should have seen Sex in the City if I'm going to write something like this. I'll be watching Sex in the City by myself, and then Jessica comes home, and then it's like, I'll turn off Sex in the City and we'll watch Jackass. And it's so funny weird. To be like, oh, my wife's home. I'm not going to watch Sex in the City anymore. I'm going to flip over to Jackass.
Now, are you going to take it all the way up through like the season where, I think it's not even a season of Viva La Bam. It's a show that is about Bam getting married.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was its own spinoff, right?
It was like its own season.
If I want to be really sad. I'm trying to keep it to the Dick House Productions, but you know, I could do Celebrity Intervention Bam Margera and go down a dark, dark path.
Oh. Till heel flip do we part. The story of Bam and Jaden. What's her name?
Jen or Jill or something like that.
I forget. Jen.
But we're going to do, well, you finished all Jackass and the movies, but we're going to do the, you know, the Big Brother videos and then the CKY videos. Oh, it's all nice. Leading up to Jackass 4 this fall.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
And maybe we'll watch the Dudes.
No Wild Boys, huh?
I watched Wild Boys when it was new. I mean, I also watched Viva La Bam, but I remember Wild Boys being kind of boring.
I kind of agree. I just, especially then when I was in college, I didn't care about like nature so much. Like,
yeah,
like in particular, like the iguanas and ostriches and like the stuff that they kind of fuck around with. I was like, I want skateboarding and like being a crew of dudes in the city doing dumb shit.
Jeff, it's that attitude that is why we are in our climate crisis right now.
One thing I remember Wild Boys making me laugh with was how they intro the scenes. It'll be Pontius and Steve-O. And like, they don't know shit about wildlife, but they'll be standing by a cobra and they'll be like, the cobra, nature's deadliest biter, or whatever it is. Because it's just a matter of time till someone's getting bit in the crotch and that's all they need to happen. But they have no idea what to say at the beginning of a segment.
Was it Jackass or Wild Boys where fucking Steve-O put like a fish hook through his cheek and then like swim around like bait?
Oh, like with a shark? Well, like,
you know, oh, that's Jackass
that
too.
Jackass.
Oh
my God.
The movie
so
too.
Ooh. Well,
yike.
Love those guys.
Yeah.
Come on the pod, guys. Defend yourselves.
Folks, that's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode, and not to mention the new monthly Questions for Lennon from Mr. Mike Hanford.
Yeah, baby. Now we're getting somewhere.
Ooh, we are in full swing, baby.
Three tiers for you, waiting for you at patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
Three tiers. It reminds me of when I'm having one of my crying fits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of your hotel hissy fits.
Folks, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Viva la Bam.
Don't forget to use propane.